This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The health ministry in Gaza says hundreds of people were killed in the past day alone as a result of Israeli airstrikes. Israel has been striking Gaza since Hamas militants attacked southern Israeli towns on October 7th and said Tuesday had launched 400 airstrikes over the past day alone. The White House says it is premature to call for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Tuesday a ceasefire at this time would only benefit Hamas, which kidnapped and killed Israeli civilians on October 7th. The bloodshed has left more than 1,400 people dead in Israel and reports of thousands of Palestinians killed in Gaza. The NSC spokesman did not rule out consideration of a humanitarian pause to allow more aid for the hundreds of thousands of internally displaced to enter Gaza. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The United States has told the United Nations it is not and does not see conflict with Iran, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Washington would act swiftly and decisively if Iran or its proxies attacks U.S. personnel anywhere.
To any state or non-state actor that is considering opening another front in this conflict against Israel, or who may target Israel's partners, including the United States, don't throw fuel on the fire.
Blinken spoke to the 15-member U.N. Security Council amid international fears a conflict between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip could spill over into a wider war. This is VOA News. Republicans have chosen Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana as their latest nominee for House Speaker. And this comes hours after another Republican nominee, Representative Tom Emmer, abruptly withdrew his bid amid opposition from Donald Trump.
The GOP nominated Tom Emmer this morning, putting the number three House Republican's name up for a vote to become the House's top official. But hours later, GOP sources tell the AP Emmer abruptly pulled out, facing both hardline opposition and Donald Trump, who ripped him on social media. Emmer is the third Republican to fail in a bid to replace Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted exactly 3 weeks ago, paralyzing the House amid GOP dysfunction. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a New York courtroom face-off, Michael Cohen, the former U.S. President Donald Trump's former fixer, lawyer turned foe, said he was told to boost Trump's asset values arbitrarily.
On the witness stand, Michael Cohen testified that he worked to boost the supposed value of the former president's assets to whatever number Trump told us to. On his way out the courtroom, Trump's former lawyer, who was disbarred and served prison time, was asked about coming face to face with the former president.
Like a reunion.
It was like a reunion, but maybe not for Trump. Trump has yet to take the stand in the New York State Attorney General's civil fraud lawsuit, accusing Trump of inflating assets to secure loans. Julie Walker, New York.
South Korean officials say four suspected North Korean defectors were found in a small wooden boat near the two Korea sea border. They were found Tuesday. Defections by North Koreans have been a sore point in relations between the two Koreas. South Korea accepts those who choose to resettle in the South, but North Korea often says its people are held against their will in the South and demand they be returned. More than 30,000 North Koreans have fled to South Korea to avoid poverty and political oppression since the late 1990s. A vast majority of them have come via China and then Southeast Asian countries. Defecting by sea is actually uncommon. New court documents say an off-duty airline pilot who tried to cut the engines on a flight in mid-air told police he had been struggling with depression. State prosecutors in Oregon filed 83 counts of attempted murder against 44-year-old Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph David Emerson on Tuesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.